This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on this Tuesday morning. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe delivers his State of the State address today in Jefferson City. Let's bring in Elisa Nelson, news director at Missouri Net, for a preview. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning, Megan.
So we know the governor is expected to propose eliminating the state's income tax. Do we know any other details of this plan?
There have been some scenarios that have been thrown out there, possibly by some Democrats and maybe even some Republicans, like you had the state auditor on one of your stations talking about being cautious and making sure the math adds up. And he was thinking, you know, it might be sales tax related, whereas Democrats think it could also be sales tax related to make up for the difference, to cover how much we would be losing to phase out the income tax. So that's what I've heard that it's mostly targeted at. But I, you know, there may be a couple of other ways. There might be some other buckets that come into play.
Is there widespread support among Republicans for eliminating the state's income tax?
I mean, I think so. I think most Republicans are in favor of lower taxes. I guess the question I would ask is this the right time? Because we're expected to have a couple of, at least a couple of tighter budget years. And so is there any Republicans that oppose it because of the timing? Maybe. But also, some would probably argue that if we're having tough budget years, it would help to boost the economy. So, I mean, you have those arguments. But yeah, I haven't heard one Republican yet oppose it. But, you know, I wonder if there's some folks that might consider the timing and think that we need to hold on first.
I know we talked about that last week, but, you know, talk about the revenue picture in the state of Missouri and what the governor is looking at as he's prepared this address today.
Yeah, we still have billions of dollars in the bank, but, you know, that federal money is going to run out soon. And that's largely where the extra money has been coming from. It's from the pandemic. And so we've had to spend that down because of the expiration date that it has. And the state auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, he wants us to slow down on the spending because, you know, we have some tighter budget years ahead. And so we're not going to have that kind of money around to fund some different pet projects. And, you know, a lot of the understanding, some of the understanding on the budget for the past couple of years has been these are one-time projects. You get it one time and that's it because this money's going to run out. And there were a lot of those. And so I don't anticipate many of those this time around.
So also when we spoke last week, you mentioned, you know, the budget's going to dominate the session and, you know, likely there won't be a whole lot of other legislative pushes. But are there any other legislative priorities that we're expecting to come from the governor today?
You know, I am going to look for a curveball. If he throws something in there, that might be a curveball. You know, he's a big supporter of law enforcement, and I don't know if he wants to expand his new Blue Shield program. It's a new program that he announced on his first day in office to incentivize the communities to expand their work on public safety. So I don't know if there's going to be an expansion on that. He really wants to work on the crime in Missouri so that he can do some more economic development stuff. So I would anticipate at the very least he's going to tout that, and whether or not he expands that, I don't know. You know, there could be some agriculture-related efforts that he might talk about and might want to put out a new program or something just because he's a farmer and he knows the drill. So those are a couple of things I think he's going to talk about, but whether he has any other real big focuses other than the budget, could be education, I suppose. That could be another one that's on the minds of a lot of Republicans as well.
Alisa, thank you so much. Really appreciate the preview.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.